Let us start on Daf Chav Dalad Amad Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah Betrume im Nitmeis Achas Meyodov Chavota Tahira Ubekoidish Matbil Shteyem Shayad Metamei Es Chavota Bekoidish Aboloi Betrume. So let us start again from the Gemara. Betrume im nitmeis. So then the din is that achas miyodav chavata teira ubekodesh matpolish tayod. Omar Rav Shizbi bechiburim shonu. The Mishnah that asel it says that chavata that chavah im nitmeis achas miyodav ubekodesh matpolish tayem shayad metamei es chavata. That is speaking about bechiburim shonu. Avo shaloi bechiburim loi. So let us again see Rashi. Bechiburim shonu. Masnisen diktoni yad metame eschavoto lekoidish. Kigoin shebaoid shayad atmeya negas letoiro. While the yad atmeya is touching the toiro. So there was a double chibur. The tmeya was touching the tahira, and the tahira was touching the kodesh. The gozer rabbanon was gozer dilme osi leminga tmeya bekodesh. Maybe the tomeidike hand might touch the kodesh. So therefore, they said that it's metame de kodesh mestamen. Laman de yama lakama lifsel poisel de mala baalmo. We'll have later a machlekes if the kodesh becomes a shlishi or a revi. Now, if you learn that the reason why they were metame de kodesh, because they were geyser, he might go and touch the kodesh with the tamidika hand. Now the tamidika hand is a sheni latumah, so and the kodesh should become a shlishi. So what is pshat in the kodesh becoming a revi? Lamandi oma lipsel poisel the maila balmet. The whole thing is a chash. So therefore, they did not say that it is a maisa didn't touch it. It's a gzeire. So the schumre is that the kodesh becomes posel, not tamei. Avo shaloi bechiburim loy. What does Rashi say? Avo shaloi bechiburim shalacha shepirsha min hatahira. After when it was pirish min hatahira, that means if there was no double chibur, only the yad tamei touch the yad toir, and now stop touching it. Chozro tahira v'noga bekaidish toir. So now, if the toir dike hand touches the kaidish, so the kaidish is toir. Vein yad metame chavoto la asoisa afilu shlishi lipsel. It doesn't even make it a shlishi. It means like this. Rashi said it made it a sheni. Or it was metame the kodesh. But if there's a double chibur, there's a chibur of the yatome to the yatoyer and the yatoyer to the kodesh. But if there was only one chibur that the yatome touched the yatoyer, so then it doesn't become tame whatsoever. And it's not metame kodesh. That's bechiburim shanu, aber shaloi bechiburim loy. Eisve Abaye, so Abaye es te kasha an Rav Shizvi. We learned yad neguve metame chavata litame lekaidish. We learned if there's the hand that is tame, if it is dry, it's metame chavoto, it's metame de chavoto, litame kodesh. That the chavoto will be metame kodesh. That means that the that the Kodesh that will be touched from the Toyerdike hand will become a Shlishi. Avoloi l'trume, but it is not metame trume. That means, which is a very big chiddush to understand, that means we're saying that the Yad Shniyeh that touched the Yad Toyer, that touched the Yad Tomeh, we'll see that's what it's speaking about, the Yad Toyer that touched the Yad Tomeh will be metame kodesh, so that means, in other words, it has a din sheni to be metame kodesh, to make kodesh a shlishi, but it does not have a din sheni to pasal tume. Even though we would say, be consistent. Is it a sheni or it's not a sheni? You're saying the Yad Tomeh made it a sheni. No, it only made it a sheni legabi kodesh. It did not make it a sheni legabi tume. Divrei Rebbe, that is what Rebbe holds. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Lifsel. No, he says that the Yad Tomei makes the Yad Toyer a Shlishi. So therefore, this can only Pasel Kodesh. This cannot Avoloi Letami. It's not Metami Kodesh, it's only Pasel Kodesh. Period. So now Abaye asked as follows, the Amrit Bishleime Shaloi Bechiburim, if you will say that it is speaking about Shaloi Bechiburim, that the Mishnah is speaking about a Poshita case that the Tomei the Kehen touched the Toil the Kehen, Haine Rebusai de Neguve. So then I understand the Chiddush of Neguve. That means Rabbi said a Merdeke Chiddush. If the Tomidike hand was wet, so the Tomidike hand was wet, so it has mashkin on it that becomes a Rishin Letume. Now the Toyodike hand will touch the mashkin, so the Toyodike hand will become a Sheni Letume. So that's Poshit. That would be Poshit. So Rabbi is saying a Chiddush. That a Filu, it is a Yad Neguve, that the tummy the kehen, which is a shiny, is no mashkin on it. Afal pikein, it will make the toy the kehen also a shiny. Oh, that's a chiddush. So it's telling us a chiddush of neguve. That is, if we'll learn pshat, that it is speaking about without chiburin. But if you'll say it's speaking about tume bechiburin, so we are speaking about, so the reason, let's see, the way Rashi learned Pshat, that the Tomei Dekeh hand is touching the Toyer Dekeh hand, and the Toyer Dekeh hand is touching the Kodesh. So Eli Yamrit B'Chiburim, but if you'll say that it's speaking about Chiburim, so why is Tumei B'Chiburim Tomei? Tumei B'Chiburim is Tomei because we say that we machshiv ki'ilu the tummy the kehen touched the kodesh. So the tumah of the kodesh is because of the tummy the kehen. So the tumah of the kodesh is because of the tummy the kehen. So what's the difference if it's noguv or if it's not noguv? I'm not mistaken, the Turi Evan asks, it's also good. That means if it wouldn't be Nogev, so then the Toyodike hand would be Metame the Kodesh. Even though, because the Toyodike hand would become Tommy from the Tommy the Kehen. So the Tommy the Toyodike hand would now be Roid Lekame Kodesh. Now that the Tommy the Kehen is Nogev, so now it's a Chiddush that Als Chiburim it is Metame. So that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, that means if the tummy the kehen would be wet, so the same halacha would apply, but that's poshet. He's telling us a chiddush that if the tummy the kehen is dry, there's a din of tumah bechiburim. Just like we say according to Abaye, if one end is touching the other, so we say if the tummy the kehen would be wet, it's poshet, it makes it a sheni. Rebbe is coming to tell us, I feel it's dry, it makes it also a shiny, that's the Chiddush. So I think the Turi Evan asks, so why is this more a raya to Abaye than to Rav Shizvi? I think the Turi Evan asks this kasha.
al koponim. El yamet bechiburin ein shaloi bechiburim loi. My rebusa de neguve. What is the rebusa of neguve? Let us see Rashi. Letameyas HaKodesh. So Rebbe says that it makes the Letameyas HaKodesh, it makes the Kodesh Tomei, Lasois Rebbe, that the Kodesh can now make a Rebbe. That means the Kodesh becomes a Shlishi, according to Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chavoto, Peiselas as a Kodesh, makes the Kodesh a Rebbe, Avoloi Metama, doesn't make the Kodesh a Shlishi. Yamrit b'shloime shaloi b'chiburim kamam. If you'll say that pshat the Mishnah is b'loi chiburim kamam the metame hayne rebusa the neguve, that's the chiddush of neguve. The af al gav the neguve he kshenoga bezu. Even though when the tummy the can touched the toy the can, it was dry. Vein lochu shemenoga hayada tahire. B'mashkin shebet meya. There's nothing to be afraid of that the yada tahira touched the mashkin of the tmeya. Shein rishoinim. The chalapois alasatrum emetame mashkin li yistchile. Vahavi loy hach yad na mishni yamachmas ha mashkin kamei chavuto. That means he's telling us a chiddush. Even though it is dry, it is not wet. If it would be wet, it's poshet, that the second hand would become a sheini. Because it touched mashkin of the tummy the can. Nafiluhochi, even though it is dry, metame, the maila derabononi, shayad metame eschavato leyose shnia kamoiso, that it also becomes a shnia lekaidish. El yamrit lo yamrinan, elo bechiburim, it's only bechiburim, vitaimo mishum dilmeno gatome lekaidish, maybe the tommy the kehan, which is mechuba to the toy the kehan, which is mechuba to the kaidish, so maybe the tommy the kehan will touch the kaidish. My rebusa de neguva, what is the rebusa de neguva? Oto yad kamaisa lo metamelo lekaidish beloy mashkin. If the shash is out, the yad kamaisa touching the kaidish, so I'll be metamelful without mashkin. Halo shniyahi. The first hand is a shniya. That's a Turiyevan's kasha. The rebusa is that you say this chiddush of tumah bechiburim, and if it wouldn't be a neguva, it would be poshut that the kaidish would be tummy. Let us learn a little further, then we'll come back to Taisvitz. Itma, now let us forget about the Nami. Hopefully we'll come back to the Nami also. Itma Omar Esh Lakish. Loi Shonu Elo Yodoy. That halacha that we have, that by Kodesh, that a yad is metame chavuto, that stavke yodoi. That means if his left hand is tamei, let's learn the vial according to Abaye, that it's speaking about without chiburim. Omar Esh Lakish, loishonu elo yodoi, that the tamei deke hand is metame the toye deke hand. According to Rabbi, it makes it a sheini. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud, it makes it a shlishi. Leishona ala yodoi. Avo yad chaveiroi. Loi. But what happens if Reuven has a tummy dike hand? And Reuven touches with his tummy dike hand Shimon's hand, there's no din. Then yad chaveiroi is not mekabel tume from Reuven's tummy dike hand. Avo yad chaveiroi im noga bi yad chaveiroi. Loi timasa. So his tummy the can is not metame Shimon's hand. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar echad yodoi ve'echad yad chaveiroi. No, there's no difference. His hand is metame. His hand becomes tame. The chava's hand becomes tame. Period. Now Rabbi Yochanan says two more chidushim. Number one, be'oisoi hayat. That means that what I said, that the chava's hand becomes tameh, that's davke if the chava's hand touched the tameh dike hand. So then the Chava's hand becomes possible. We'll see. But I say ayat. If it, and then another Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan says, Livsoil avoloi letame. Then he says another Chiddush. That what we say, that the second hand will be metame kaidish, it means it will paisel, it will be paisel kaidish. It will not be metame kaidish. That means as follows. That means Rabbi Yochanan is saying, if the first hand is asheni letume. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, when it touches the second hand or someone else's hand, it will become a shlishi. That's the second halacha, Rabbi Yochanan said. That the tummy deken makes the second hand, his second hand, someone else's second hand, it makes it a shlishi. That's number one. So therefore, the second hand can only be paisel kaidish, it won't be metama kaidish. That's the second chiddush. And the first chiddush, Rabbi Yochanan says, which we'll understand very well now, Rabbi Yochanan says, someone else's hand can only become tummy if he touches the tummy deken hand. Because it makes a lot of sense, because the tamidika hand is a sheni. So Yenim's hand can become a shlishi to paisel kaidish. But if Yenim's hand will touch my second hand is a shlishi, so it can't be metame his hand. So Memele, Rabbi Yochanan said now two halachas, which each halacha is dependent on the other. Since Rabbi Yochanan said that the second hand is only paisel kaidish, so in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the second hand becomes a shlishi, it is not a sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan says someone else's hand will only be tummy if he touches my tummy dick hand. If he touches the hand which is a sheni, so that hand will become a shlishi. But if he touches the hand which is a shlishi, nothing will happen with it. Let us see Rashi. Ba'oiso hayad. Im noga biyad horishoino biyad chaveiroi. If the first hand, which was tame, which was a sheni, that touched yad chaveiroi, so then that the yad chaveiroi becomes a shlishi. Avol hashniye. But if the second hand, which itself is a shlishi, ain't a metame yad chaveiroi. That is not metame at all yad chaveiroi. If it's a shlishi, it won't make Enim's hand a revin. There's no such thing. In Chiddush number two, that v'livsel es ha-kodesh huda oma yad metame chavoto, that the second hand can only pasel kodesh, because the second hand becomes a shlishi. Avoloi letame, that means the second hand does not become a sheni like the first hand, it only becomes a shlishi. So therefore, the second hand can only be pasel kodesh, it is not metame kodesh. Now the Gemara continues. The vow we have here, a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If someone else's hand will become tamei from the tamei deke hand that he is. Mimai, so Rabbi Yochanan is going to bring a raya to this halacha. How do I know that someone else's hand can also become tamei? Midiktoni seife shahayad Metame chavuto lekodesh. That means, if we look in the Mishnah is very, it seems repetitious. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Ubetrume im nitmeis achas miyodov chavuto tohira. Ubekodesh, by kodesh matpul shteim. So it says already that by Kodesh the second hand also becomes tummy. Then it says, Shahayad metame eschavata. No, you just said matpul shteim. So why are you saying Shahayad metame eschavata? The Kodesh avolei betrumis alachayre. You're repeating yourself. Why is it that if you say ubekodesh matpul shteim, so why do you say Shahayad metame eschavata? That was Rabbi Yochanan's raya. Shayad metame chavata lekodesh avloi letruma hasulamali hatani lereisha. It says that you're matbul shteyodav. So it says already that both hands become tummies. Why do you have to say shayad metame chavata? Elo lav shmami no lasu yiyad chaveiroim. So the Gemara says al kolchoch till now, the table shtay yod was speaking about his two hands. Now, yad metab mechavuto speaking about that the tomid dike hand of one person came in metam of someone else's hand. And then the Gemara says, va'af reish lokish hodobay. Reish lokish was also chayzer from his whole shtik teire, and he's made in ganzen terab yechenin. The Omar Rabbi Yoine, Omar Rabami, Omar Reish Lakish, Echad Yadoi, say his other hand, the Echad Yad Chaveiroi, his Chavis hand, Ba'oi say Hayad, if it touches the Tomidiki Yad, if it touches the Shani, so his hand or someone else's hand becomes a Shlishi Livsel, to Pasel Kodesh, Avoloi Letame. Period. So we see Mamish Rabbi Yechanan holds in Ganson like Reish Lakish. Zag the Gemara weiter. So now we have over here, Sai from Rabbi Yechanan, Sai according to Reish Lakish after Chazore, that the second hand passels Kaidish. That means the second hand becomes a Shlishi and the passels Kaidish. The second hand does not become a shiny like the first hand. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi. This statement is a machlekes Tanoi. This nan, we learned a Mishnah in Yodayim, Kol ha-poisel betrume. Everything that passels trume. For example, a sefer passels trume. Metame Yodayim liyeshnias. So if it touches Yadayim, the Yadayim become Shnias. Fine. Now we're speaking about what is Metame Tumas Yadayim. Whatever passels Tume, Kalapaisel, Asatume, Metame Yadayim, Liyah Shnias. Halacha number two, Viyad Metame Chavoto. And one hand is Metame another hand. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Exactly what Yad Metame Chavoto means, we won't know yet. But we'll see soon. V'chachomim oimrim, Yodayim shniyis, hey? V'chachomim said that the Yodayim have a din sheni letume, ve'ein sheni oise sheni. And the sheni does not make another sheni. So now we see klo what the machloikis Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachomim is. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, it said, Yad Metame Chavuto. So that means that the Tomei Dikil hand will make the Toyo Dikil hand a Sheini. That's what seems from the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say, no, Yodayim Shniyas, eh? So the first hand became a Sheini. Ve'ein Sheini, Yaisa Sheini. So what does he mean? It makes it a Shlishi. So it comes out, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim is, does the second hand become a sheni? That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Or does the second hand become a shlishi? That is what the Chachamim hold. And so the Chachamim hold, the second hand becomes a shlishi. The second hand is poisel as hakodesh. So memele, so it comes out, that what Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish said, livsel avoloi letame, that the second hand is poisel, is not metame. So mechlekes tanoim, they hold like the Chachamim. That's what the Gemara said. My love shayni hu de lo yovit ha shlishi yovit. So the Gemara says, Dilme loy shayni ovid ve loy shlishi. Who says that that's pshat in the Chachamim? Maybe the Chachamim hold that it doesn't make anything. Dilme Rabbi Yeshua says that it makes it a shayni. So they said ain shayni yisu shayni. But they hold it doesn't make it anything. And they're chaylik on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says yad metame chavoto. They disagree. Dilme loy shayni yovid veloy shlishi. So the Gemara is saying, so it could very well be, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Yad Metame Chavuto in both hands become a Sheini. The Chachamim hold Yad is Eine Metame Chavuto in the Chavuto is Bechlau Toyo. So it comes out, that what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish said, that Yad Metame Chavotan that becomes a Shlishi, there's no Tana that hold like them. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it becomes a Shaini, and according to the Chachamim, it's not Tomei whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ein Shaini Oise Shaini, Ein Yad Shehi Shniye Oise Schavoto Shniye. That's what the Chachamim say. Michlau de Shamine Leila Rabbi Yeshua Doma Yad Metames Chavoto Lies Kamoisa. So they're Chaylik on him, they say, no, Ein Shaini Oise Shaini. So the Gemara says, but it's a shlishi. So the Gemara says, no. V'dilme loy sheini v'loy shlishi. The less luhu hachmaile de masnisim could be the chachomim b'chlal disagree with the Mishnah. Avoman de islay, the one that holds that yad metame chavote, afilu letame islay. He holds it's metame. Lohochi komam yodayim lo'oilom shniyisayim. Therefore, he says, Yodayim la'oyle, the Islay, afilu latame Islay. The one that holds, Avalmandi Islay, the one that says that it's metame Rabbi Shua, afilu latame Islay. Lahochi koma yodayim la'oylam shniyasein. And therefore, and they say, it means the Chachamim say, Lachi kama yadayim loylam shniyisayim, it's always shniyis lefikach, ein yad metame eschavoto. Ein yad, it's the Bachas Shver. The Nachem Eishev Nefesh says that it's ein yad. Lefikach, now he's going on the Chachamim. Lefikach, so Lachi kama, that's why the Chachamim said. I mean, he held it's metame, and they said it's a sheni in lefichach, and the sheni is not metame. Period. Vikach enyad metame. Since it's a sheni, enyad metame is chavuto. He says that tumis yadayim is only a sheni, and it's not more than a sheni, and therefore enyad metame is chavuto. So that's what they're saying. That means if a yad would be a rishin memela, so then pashteitzach it could be metame the other one. But lo'olam yadayim shniyis, and tumis yadayim is only shniyis, so therefore ein yad metame schavuto. That's what Menachem Eishev Nefesh says. Pshat. Al kolponim, so verkehrt, you wanted to say that what Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish hold, that the second yad is paisel as a kodesh, it becomes a shlishi. The vial, I don't have such a machloikis tanoim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it becomes a sheni, and according to Rechachomim, it's nothing. So the Gemara says, Eloki hani tanoi. No, we have another machloikis tanoim, which we had learned before. The sadya, we learned in Abaraise, yad neguve metame eschavoto letame bekoidish. But a yad neguve is metame chavoto letame bekoidish to be metame koidish. That means it makes koidish tame. So that means that the chavoto becomes a sheni and it makes koidish a shlishi. Avoloi letume. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer oise yad. The second yad is livsoil. Avoloi letame. The second yad is paisel kodesh, it's not metame. So it comes out that what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish said, that the second yad is paisel, is like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see first Taisvus. Bechiburim shonu, Rav Shizbiyat said, that what the Kodesh is Tomei is speaking about Bechibur. Perish Rashi, Shebisho Shahayat Tmeya Noigas Le Toiro. What is the Chiburim? When the Yat Tmeya is touching the Toiro, Hoiso Toiro Noigas Le Kodesh. And yet, the Koshele Perushe. So then, the Kodesh becomes Tomei, so Rashi said, because we're afraid maybe the Tmeya will touch it. So Tosfos asks, Amoyre de Kekashe, Vekoshe le Perushe. But then again, that's Bechiburim. But if he's not holding Kodesh, so then it doesn't be, the hand doesn't become Tomei. The second hand doesn't become Tomei at all. The kosher l'perushoi, so tois v'seis, chebezoi de mishnes ishreklach. Dimkein ha-shniye einoi t'meye klal. The shniye is not tomei. V'ha-koidish tomei machmas gzeire sheme yiga barishoina. That's why the koidish is tomei. V'amai komar u'ba-koidish yitvel shteyem. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, by Kodesh, you toivel both hands. Toivel both hands is never pshat. The second hand is never tomei. The Kodesh is tomei als gzeira, maybe the first hand might be touching it. So why you toivel both hands? V'yesh li'yashvoi, the hochi kama. That's how what the Mishnah says, that you toivel both hands. Honitmu yode achas, if one of the hands become tome, is betrume chavoto tahira, by trume chavoto tahira. Uba kaidesh, and by kaidesh, betrilosa itzrichu chachomim, the chachomim were matzrich, lahat bel shteim, to be matbel both hands, shemonitmu shteim. Maybe both of them became Tomei. Now, what is Pshat in Tosfos? Now, Tosfos is very difficult to understand. So, the Beis Meir wants to say Pshat in Tosfos. Perhaps we could be mumtic a little bit in what the Beis Meir says. The Beis Meir says as follows. There are two halachas. When one hand is Tomei, in order for Kodesh to become Tomei, you have to have Tumah b'chiburim. That the Tomei deke hand is touching the Toyer deke hand, which is touching the Kodesh, that's when the Kodesh will be Tomei. But without chiburim, the Tomei deke hand is, the Toyer deke hand is unable to be metama the Kodesh. That's number one. Number two, there's another halacha. The second hand, even though it is unable to be metame kodesh, but you're not allowed to touch kodesh. Yesterday we had mentioned such a svarah. That means it is tome to touch kodesh. It's not tome to be metame kodesh, but it has a tuma on it to touch kodesh. So memele, so the Mishnah is telling us two distinct dinim. The first din is that you have to table both hands. If one touches the other, you have to, because the other hand is not allowed to touch Kodesh. Even though if it touches it, it won't be metame the Kodesh, but you're not allowed to touch it. It's metame. And then the Mishnah says that legabi Kodesh, if there's a chiburim, then the Kodesh will be tame. That is how Tosfos wants to fa'em for Rashi. Va'oid yesh loima. Now Tosfos wants to say another pshat, not the way Rashi says chiburim. Va'oid yesh loima bechiburim shonu. You know what chiburim means? The yad achas noigas b'sefer ha'poislo. The hand that became tamei is touching the dover that was metamed. The tomedic hand is holding the sefer that made it tomed. V'yad ha'acheres, so the tomedic hand is mechubel to the dover that was metamed. V'yad ha'acheres ha'noigas bo, and the other hand, which is touching this hand, Todoin, Yada Cheres Nagasbo, Todoin, Keilo Noga Beseifa. No, I'm sorry. Vyad Anecheres Anegasbo, the other hand which is touching the Kodesh, Todoin, Keilo Noga Beseifa. The Gazrine Lo Shemotiga. So that means if they gave a tume on the toyerdike hand, if the tomeidike hand is touching the dover hametamoi, So they were afraid maybe the Toidekend will touch this Dover HaMetame. So they gave it a din tume when it's touching Kaidish. That when to the Gzlinga Lo Hashem Motiga. That's the tume bechiburim. V'chein hodis nan lekamon yad metame chavoto v'oisa oisa shnia bekoidish. We learned by Yeshua yad metame chavoto v'oisa oisa shnia bekoidish mokmine lo bishmaitin hochi lefi maides alke daitoch ledivere Rabbi Yeshua. The yad metame chavoto liyashniye. That is pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, that it becomes a sheni. Umei eze tam loytiye shlishis. So Tosfos says, how do we understand Rabbi Yeshua? Eisis Rabbi Yeshua holds that the second hand becomes a sheni. Now, how does the second hand become a sheni? We don't have in Tume, besides the din von chev areyu kecholo by Tume's mace, but we don't have in Tume that Tume oise ki yeitze boy. So how do we understand pshat in Rabbi Yeshua that the second hand gets a teire sheni? How can the second hand get a teire sheni from the first hand if the first hand alone is a sheni? Umeize tam loiti yeshlishes. Elavadai de gozrinan, we are gozer, shemo nogo b'sefer atzmo. Maybe since the first hand is touching the sefer, so maybe the second hand will also touch the sefer. So memele, so if that is the gzere, so we have a legitimate reason to make the second hand a sheni. The second hand is a sheni because of the sefer that the first hand is holding. Even though the first hand did not touch the second hand. So with this, with this lomdis, that's the chiburim. So with this lomdis, we can understand how it becomes a sheni. Vitanye b'teisefte, hamatpil es yodoi, achas mehem, kol tarois, sha'oso b'tahoiro, ad sheloi hitvil es atmeye. He says, all the tarois he did with the second hand, ad sheloi hitvil es atmeye, till he was matpil the first hand, tmeyes. Shahayad mitame chavato lekaidish. Mash medabaloi negiya mitamalo. It's not, yad mitame chavato lekaidish. If that hand became tomei, so the other hand also became tomei. So that's the scheshbin of chiburim. That if that hand is holding the sefer, so, because maybe the other hand might hold the sefer also. Bahashti yitochin, Rabbi Meile le Rabbi Yossi. Now that this whole shash, Rabbi Meile le Rabbi Yossi, it's a Meile, that means it's, the whole thing is a shash, she'ene elo bechlal revi liposl bekaidish, can only make a revi, avoloi le trume, de betrume en yoise mishlishi. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, since the whole thing is a mile, because I might come and touch it, so that's why only Kaidish will become a Revi, and Truma won't become possible. The less like yad metame schavata liyeshniya, ala metame liyeshlishis. Yeah. Let's go to the next isvis. Ela yamret pechiburim mai revuse. So the Gemara says, if it's speaking about chiburim, what is the chiddush? What is the chiddush that it's neguve? says, let's say, according to Tosfos, Chiburim means that the Tamei Dekehen is holding the Sefer, and we're metamei the Tamei Dekehen because it might come and touch the Sefer. So what's the Revusa? What is the Revusa that is Neguve? The Tumah on the second hand is not from the first hand, it's from the Sefer. Ve'i mishum trume, deloy metame af bechiburin, loinochis lo revuse, elo revuse de kaidish. So Tosfos seems to be saying that ichapson neguve to tell us that trume not, if it would not be a neguve, then Truma would be Tomei. So it's coming, that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Neguve is to tell us when it is Neguve, Truma not. Lafuki, when it is not Neguve, then Truma would also be Tomei. So Tosfos says, Ve'imishum Truma, that's why Chapsa Neguve, Loi metame af bechiburim, if it's Neguve, Loi noches ul'rebuse, El Rebusa de Kaidish. He's telling us the Rebusa of Kaidish, not the Rebusa of Truma. L'davon, you don't understand Tosfos because Tosfos seems to be saying that if it's not Neguve, then by Truma it would be Tomei. Now, I don't see how by Truma it becomes Tomei if one hand is not touching the other hand. So, Fulu, it's not Neguve. What Shaykh is, why by Truma should it be Tomei? Let us go further. Echod yodoi ve'echod yad chaveiroi lifsel. Dohoyil umetame yad chaveiroi. Dailonu bekach im yifsel. So Tosfos is saying in Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's metame yad chaveiroi, so it's, it's enough if it passes kaidish. Doil metame yad chaveire dailonu bekach im yivso. Avol reish lokish de omar davke yodai. According to reish lokish that said davke yodai, muki taimo. So according, Tosfos is saying now, before reish lokish was made to Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish made it Rabbi Yochanan, he holds the Gansel like Rabbi Yochanan. But before Reish Lakish is made it Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish held Davke Yodoi and not Yad Chaveiroi. Is Muki Taima, so what is the reason, what's the difference between Yodoi and Yad Chaveiroi? Mishum Ichlufoi Yad Tohiro Be Yad Tmei. He might mix up the hands. Lefichoch. So according to that, Kiheche de Yodoi Tmeia, Metame Kaidish, the Shniyi, after Nami. So, that means, according to the Havamin of the, not the Havamin, I mean, before Reish Lakish was Chayzer. So, before Reish Lakish was Chayzer, so the din was, Aesthis, that, before Reish Lakish was Chayzer, so that what the other hand is Tommy is Al Sechlufe. So then, that could be Metame Kaidish. Let us go a little further to the next sugya. Oichlin, oichlin neguvim biyodayim misayavis. So Poshe Pshat in the Mishnah is, as Rashi said Pshat in the Mishnah, that one is permitted to eat trume that never was mukshel lekabel tume biyadayim misayavis. That means in his hands are tume. His hands are asheni letume. He's permitted to eat trume which was never mukshel lekabel tume, which makes sense because he can't be mitame the trume. Mashain came by kodesh. There was a chumra, even though the Kodesh was not Mukhshel, like Kabel Tumah. They made a Maile, that Kodesh, that's, even though it's not Mukhshel, like Kabel Tumah, you're not allowed to eat it by a dime, Misayabis. Tanya, Omer Rab Chanine ben Antignis, v'chi yesh neguvo le Kodesh, Sabchanina ben Antignus asked Amiridike Kashe, that is there such a musig that by Kodesh you have Kodesh that's not Mukhshel Lekabel Tume? There's no such thing. V'loi Chibes HaKodesh Makhshel Osam. By Kodesh you do not need the Gdorim of Machel. Afilu, we had yesterday Eitzim Babonim HaMekabel Tume. So Memele, that you don't need Hechshe to make it Roy Lekabel Tume. So a machel that is not mukhshe, it's also mekabel tume. So what is the chiddush? He's telling us, you're not allowed to eat kodesh that's not mukhshe. There's no such thing. Every kodesh is mukhshe. Because chibes ha-kodesh machshalto. So therefore, Rab Chanine learns a new pshat in the Mishnah. Loi tzriche. So pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about that you have a machel that's kodesh. Now this machel that's kodesh, it could be, it was mukhshe, it's not mukhshe, it's always mukhshe. He's not permitted to touch it, because he'll be metamet. If his yedayim ashniyas, he's not permitted to touch kodesh. No, the Mishnah is speaking about as follows. Kegoin she'tochav loy chaveiroi lesoich piv. No, the chaver took this machel kodesh, he didn't wash his hands, so his hands are shniyas. So the chaver went and stuck it into his mouth. It's gebaldik. The chaver had toyadike hands. He stuck it into his mouth. No problem. Oy shetochav hu la'atzmoy, or he himself stuck it into his mouth. Bekush bekarka. That means he had a pshute kliyetz, which is not mekabel tumen. So his hands were shnias. He went and stuck in into the kodesh toothpick or something else, which is not mekabel tumen. He stuck it into his mouth. No problem. So this is muta lagamri. This because he never touched the kodesh. Ubikish lechel tznoin ubotzel shel chulan imo. Now he wants to go and eat a chulan de kiradish. He's eating kodesh de kemit. He would like to chew a chulan de kiradish or onion together with the meat. Is now, if this chulan de kiradish is dry, not mukhshe, forget about mukhshe, wasn't mukhshe. If this chulan de kiradish is dry, so theoretically, he can take the chulundike radish in his yodayim misuavoyz, his hands are shiny. He'll take the chulundike radish in his hands. Nothing will happen with it because chulun doesn't go tashlishi. And he could go and stick it into his mouth. That would, theoretically, that should have been. Afal pikein, they were geyser by kodesh that even it's a dry chulundike radish, and theoretically, there's no tume whatsoever. The radish won't be mekabel tume. And the kodesh, it's in his mouth already. Aval pikein, they asked him to eat, it would be a daimus who always this. Aval pikein, they asked by kodesh for him to take a chulundike radish in his yodaimus who always and stick it in his mouth. Because there were guys, they might come and touch the kodesh. Yeah. So that is ubatzel shchul imam lekodesh gazel burabona letruma legazel burabona. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says v'chi yesh neguva b'kodesh haloichi b'sakodesh machsheres. You don't have kodesh that's not mukhsha. Ella ain't the guva zulay mekshle hukshu. The guva does not mean it wasn't mukshu. Elukshu hukshu l'tume. The kodesh could have been mukshu. Va'achshav ain't the guvim. V'tume ain't mekablim. Vayutzach mishne seinu l'dabe ba'ichle kodesh neguvim. The mishne isn't tangas achidish. Noichle kodesh neguvim. El ba'ichle chule neguvim ba'ichle kodesh. The chidish is that one is permitted to eat oichlei, the one is not permitted to eat oichlei chulin in the guvim with kodesh, only with tumah. Tochav leichaveh rabbi yadayim toheres, v'zeh ha'oichel yodav mesuavos. Oish etoch v'nu atzmei bekusha bekalko. Shem shute kliyetz v'ein mekablin tumah, u'bikish lechol tznoin oibotzel shachulin bo. I wanted to have, together with this kodesh which is in his mouth, he wanted to eat a tznoin of chulin, she'ein yodayim metamis es ha'chulin. His hands are not metamid ha'chulin. V'afilu hochi, גוזו רבונה, שלא יויכלם עם הקדש, פנטיגה יודוי מסועבס באויכלי קדש שבפית. If he's going to stick the onion in his mouth, he might stick his finger in his mouth and it might touch the קדש. And then it'll be מטעם the קדש. Is לעניין תרומה אף על פי שהיד מסועבס פסלוסו. Theoretically, if what you were afraid of by Kodesh would happen by Truma, it'll also pass it. Layosu Maila, Elamrin and Zoyer, he'll be careful. Veloy Naga, he'll be careful. He'll stick the onion in, but he won't go and touch the Kodesh. Veloy Naga, Ochi Kama Masnissen, Oichlin, Chulin, Biyadaimus, Suavisima Truma, Avol, Loyima Kodesh. Olohi Nokat Negubim. So why do we say Negubim? We're speaking about that the Chulin has to be Negubim. She'ilu Ashevoyu Mashken Aleim. If the Chulin, if the bottle was not Negubim, it was wet. Hoyu Mashkim. So when he went and picked up this wet onion, Hoyu Mashkin Nasarishain. So then the Mashkin would become a Rishin Machmas Hayadayim. And that would make the chulin shniyim. Or she noigim betrume shebepiv poislu noisom that would touch the truma with pasel. So that's why the Mishnah that says he's allowed to have a botzel shel chulin with trume, it's only if the botzel is dry. If the botzel is wet, he's going to make a chulin. Because he's going to be metama the botzel. Through, since he was metama the mashke metama the bottle, and the bottle will be metama the tumen. But by kodesh, even though it's dry, he's not permitted to eat kodesh. The Easter masik, others say pshat milse b'neguvim shema'ilam lehuchshel. That it's speaking about that it wasn't muchshel, that the chulin wasn't muchshel. The koshali, the chulin mali huchshelu, mali lehuchshelu. Aloy en yodayim me'ilu is klum lechulin. What's the chilek if it was mukshe? The yodayim are not betama chulin. His yodayim are asheni, and chulin only goes to asheni. The Turiyevan asks Kasha, why is it we have here two similar halachas? We hear that Sabayishpil, according to Rav Shizvi, we hear here that you're not allowed to, if you have one hand that's tomei and it's bechiburim, you're not allowed to eat kodesh. Agzeire, according to Rashi, maybe the tomei deke hand will touch the kodesh. According to Taisvis, maybe the tomei deke hand will touch the sefer. There was agzeire, and so by kodesh they were machma, by truma they weren't machma. Here you have also a similar halacha. That if he has kodesh in his mouth, so by kodesh he's not allowed to put a bottle shel chulin in his mouth because he might touch the kodesh. By tumah he's allowed to do it. So first of all, he has to the same halachas. So why is it different milas? By kodesh they were geizer, by tumah they weren't geizer. But he says, I'll tell you there's a tremendous difference between these two halachas. By the first halach of Tumah Bechiburim, the Kodesh becomes Tomei Take. And here, this halach is only a Lechatchile Dikedin. Lechatchile, one, that's all what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that by Kodesh, one should not eat Chulin Neguvim. It doesn't say if he ate Chulin Neguvim, the Kodesh becomes Tomei. It's just that he should not eat Chulin Neguvim. So he says, because there's a meiridike difference. He says, because over here by Kodesh, this person has a meiridike hacker to remind himself to be careful. How did the Kodesh get into his mouth? It got into his mouth, a machine of the Gaivan. Someone stuck it in his mouth. He put it in with a karker or a kush. So when he put the Kodesh in his mouth, he's aware, this is Kodesh, it's Yadayim Esuavais. So that, it got into his mouth with a meiridike hacker. So I should be chayish the next minute when he puts in the onion in his mouth, he'll stick his finger in his mouth and touch the kodesh. Why should I be afraid of such a thing? So therefore, this gzeir is only a gzeir lechatchila. He should not stick an onion into his mouth. But by the evidence, if he did it, they zichu were not metama the kodesh. Masha ein kein, by the tumah bechiburim of the previous omid, There is no heker whatsoever that should stop him from touching the Kodesh and being metama the Kodesh. So there they were metama the Kodesh. That's what the Tzuri Yemen says. Let us see Tosfos. Leitzricha shetochav lechaveri bepiv o shetochav with a kusha kalka. Mashme davelishne dashas. From our Gemara, it would seem that we have a problem. What's pshat in the Mishnah? So we answered that it's speaking about, no, speaking about the Tochim Lechaveva. Me, but the Sefta Garsinale, the Tesefta says pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna Soima, Priyesh Neguva Bekoidish, Ela Tochim Lechavre, Shetochim Lebekusha Bekisa. Oichalimo Zayis Oibotzel Betrume. Period. Lahochi nokat kush. So Taisu says, why did he say that he stuck the kaidish in his mouth with a kush? Tavale pshute kli eitz. The loy mekabel tuma afilu midrabon. So from our Gemara we see that pshute kli eitz is not mekabel tuma afilu midrabon. V'chi yamrinen ba moicher es habayi. So Taisu says a pro. Oh no. V'doim aloi. A small pshut is not mekabel tume. V'doymalei derei shchulin k'gain shabode k'roy mishal kone v'shochad po mishim dave pshut ikliyetz. And also, it's not mekabel tume. Le mekabel tume. V'chi amrinen ba moicher es habayis. Now, Tosfos got stuck. The Gemara says, na moicher es habayis daf shel nach tumim. That means you have a straight board without a base kibble. Tomei, afal gav the less lay base kibble klal. So we see that midarabonon pshutik liyetz is mekabel tume. Hosem tomei mishum mishamish odom o mishtamish mimishamshe odom. Adav shel nachtumim, there are two shimushim with this daf. That means he leans on it, or he puts his kalim on it. And this means later, Teres Koyanim, some apshutik liyetz, that's Mishamish Lodom and Mishamshe Yodom, Kaponim is Mekabel Tum. V'cheini de tabla misapeches tmei de pechste elechem, af laman diyoma maskarte lemato hoiso, that the maskeres of the shulchan was lemato, so it comes out that the tabla was apshutik liyetz, af agav de le mechabro le tabra, the maskeres was not mechuba to the tabla, kid the mashma bere sukes suke kid the shock kid the mashma bere suke all the time sham shodam have po hise bed ye beteres kein me bere suke pirashti le kaidish gozo rabonon shema yiga be yodav shnis his hands are shnis le kaidish shebe saich pib so they ask that he should stick in with your diamonds from obois. Another machl. That means if he doesn't stick in anything, they won't geyser. But if he sticks in already, another machl, he might come to stick his fingers in also. V'chein perish Rashi. V'oy de yechinu leforish, dilme noga beroik, not that he'll touch the kodesh, dilme noga beroik piv, when he sticks in the onion, he might touch the roik shebe piv, the choshev maskvek basel de ribbon, gabi ochel de beilu b'yadaymesu ovois, and if he touches the mashke, so the mashke becomes a rishon, and that'll be metame the kodesh. Zok the Mishnah baite ha'oinon u'mechusa kipurim is they need tefillah. After the danina sender, they need tefillah. And say my mechusa kipurim after he his kovna need tefillah. My time even the ad ha'idne havi asiri atzachine rabbonon tefillah. So Poshet Pshat is as follows. That means, let us say, a Mechusa Kippurim. A Mechusa Kippurim b'yom Hashmini Shaloi. So, before he brought the Korban, he was not allowed to eat Kodesh. Now we have to realize, these people who ate Kodesh were under tremendous pressure, Keseda, that they had to be Keseda, Shoimrim es Atzmon, that they should become, they were toil taras kodesh, that they should become tamim. Now, this person is a mechusa kippurim. He toiled himself last night. That was the seventh day, yesterday. Now, today he brings the kolben. But before he brings the kolben, he can't eat kodesh. So before he brings the kolben, so the pressure of shmire, of eating kodesh, did not apply to him. because he knows he can't eat Kodesh yet. The same thing on Einon. The pressure of eating Kodesh didn't apply because you know today he can't eat Kodesh. He's an Einon. So Chazal were machshiv this matziv he minimized the pressure of Shmira Betara because he was unable to eat Kodesh. So Chazal was machshiv kilu he became Tomei. If he's not watching himself perfectly, so they were machshiv kilu he became Tomei, because it was like a hesach hadas mishmirosei. So after the aninus ends, after the, he brings his kolben, he has to table himself because of this chash that there was a matzav of hesach hadas mishmirosei. Let us see Rashi. Kiven da ata idna asiri, the mechusi kipurim muter betrume, the osa bekaidish. He's osa bekaidish. So memele, so that's, Rashi wants to explain the difference between trume and kaidish. So trume, he was allowed to eat trume. So there was a shmira on trume. So you don't have to table yourself. But he's also the Kodesh. So on Kodesh, there was the Hesach Hadas. So there he's to table himself for Kodesh. V'chein oino. So Rashi asks, v'af al pi, she'oso, this is the Rashash Gyrus, v'af al pi, she'oso b'maisu sheini. So Rashi asks, he was also b'maisu sheini. So memele, so since he's also b'maisu sheini, so Rashi in the Kasha meant to ask, so lechayre an oinen is also maishe shenis. Lechayre koshkin is also betrume. So lechayre, so there was a hesach hadas of the shmira of trume. So ibazoi, why doesn't he tvila for trume? That's Rashi's kasha. Vav isha also be maishe shenis muta betrume. Kedamrine be mesachdes yevomis mevichol zor yeseire zor esamalt asalti loch b'loy aninus. So let us just be explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi had a kasha by an oinon is also b'maisu sheini. So lochay Rashi held, so he's also b'trume. So he's also b'trume, that's esach hadas of trume. So b'meile, so he should need tvile. So Rashi answers, no, he's mutter b'trume. So there never was a esach hadas of trume. Fragte Turiyevin, a beautiful kasha. Fragte Turiyevin, fine. But by Maisa Sheini, he was also. So by Maisa Sheini, there was a Hesach Hadas. So why, after the news, why don't you need Tvila for Maisa Sheini? This kasha, the Turiyevin, why do you need Tvila for Maisa Sheini? There was a Hesach Hadas. Zukte Turiyevin, a beautiful teretz, but he slugs himself up. So the Turiyevin says as follows. But he says, that's true, there was a Hesach Hadas from Maisa Sheini. But Trume, he's allowed to eat. Trume, he's allowed to eat. So Mamela, so there was no Hesach Hadas from Trume. A person who was Shomer himself from Trume, he's Zicha Shomer from Maisa Sheini. So Mamela, so automatically there was no Hesach Hadas from Maisa Sheini. So therefore, after becomes Oisayman, he's allowed to eat Maisa Sheini. Frekta Turayevin, that's very good if he's a Kayan. So if he's a Kohen, I have a good teretz. But what if he's not a Kohen? So l'choyre, then there was a Hesach Hadas of Maisa Sheini. So then the din should be that he should need Tvila for Maisa Sheini.